Would you please introduce yourself and what you're running for?
Yeah, I'm Kyle Springs. I'm a lifelong resident of Bell Fountain and Logan County, and I am running for city council at large for the city of Bell Fountain.
Now, you are presently sit on the council, is that right?
Yes, sir.
How long have you been on?
Forgive my math. I want to say this is year number 9. So if I'm elected again, that'll be years 10 and 11.
Okay. And you've always been at large, or were you a ward?
No, I've always been at large candidate.
Okay. Why do you want to keep your seat on the council? Why do you want to be a council member again?
You know, honestly, I love working for the people of this city and representing them. And I can't tell you how often I'm out and I'll see someone that asks me about something, or they ask me if there's something we can do. And I do enjoy being able to help the people of this community.
What direction should the council be going with some of the challenges you expect to see over the next several years?
I think we should be progressing, never looking back, looking forward. But I also think that we need to be responsible in doing so.
Like how? Like with handling growth, which the city is obviously growing.
No, I think we need to be fiscally responsible. And then we also need to, watch our growth. We need to continue to grow, but we need to watch our growth and how we're growing and where we're growing. We've attracted the housing piece, and now we need to continue to work to attract the industry piece.
Where do you expect those things to go?
You know, all over, we have a great industrial park out off of Sandusky. We have the Link Industrial Park out off of County Road 32. And we have acres of undeveloped commercial ground over to the north end and off of County Road or Township Road 47 to the east.
That being said, Bell Fountain over the last several months has become several hundred acres larger with the two annexations, the Levan annexation and the Dietrich annexation. And you voted for both those things. Why is that a good idea for the city?
It is always a good idea to bring land into the city, depending on what they're going to do with it at the time. Right now, we have zoned that land into the city. It's zoned R1, but even the crops that are growing on it at this point will be subject to city tax. And so that never hurts.
Where do you see those two pieces of land developing? How they develop? Are you looking at single family homes, multi-home residents?
They're both zoned R1, so at the current time, there'll be single family homes put on them. It is always a possibility that the developers could come back and ask the planning commission and then the council to consider something different. But at this time, they are slated for R1 single family home development.
Are you satisfied with it being R1?
I am satisfied with it being R1. I will say, though, that we do need some ground somewhere to be zoned R3. You know, we have many people who can't afford a home or choose not to own a home, and we shouldn't be shutting those people out. We should be looking for appropriate places for apartment and multifamily dwellings for those people as well.